Do you feel like you're stuck or find yourself attracting the same type of relationships and negative experiences or just not manifesting what you want in life? Welcome to Heal Your Story. I'm your host, Heidi Dallaire. Here we discuss all things life, love, relationships, the relationship with yourself, and the stories we tell about ourselves and others. I help people get out of their busy heads and get back in touch with their heart space, to learn self-love and help heal their story. I'm a heart space and relational coach, a holistic health practitioner, and author at HeidiDallaire.com and LoveWideOpen.com. Let's go hold some heart space together. Hey all, welcome to episode 129, Begin Healing Your Emotional Trauma. You know, from time to time, we all experience unfortunate events, situations, and traumas. Some small, some large. Small ones add up to be large. Although traumas might involve physical injuries and damage, they can also be emotional. And if unaddressed, the results of these emotional experiences can last for years and then manifest into physical pain because our emotional trauma is trapped in the tissues of our body because we haven't learned how to deal with it or let it go or heal it. So today we're focusing on the emotional aspects of trauma and what you can do to expedite your recovery. Take some time to look back at your life and see if there are any old hurts that could use your attention. What have you pushed so far down that still needs healing? You can also use this guide the next time you experience an intense situation that leaves you emotionally smarting for a while. Like literally, go back to this podcast episode and be like, okay, what are these steps that Heidi's talking about? And can I implement one right now to help me through this intense situation? Now, quickly, a sponsor break.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
The following trauma coping strategies will help you begin the healing process. First of all, freaking compliment yourself on making it through. Like, you're here and you're alive. Whether your trauma involved emotions or physical injury as well, the fact is that you're strong enough to have survived. You are here. Now, allow yourself time to recuperate. You may not be completely recovered by next week, next month, or even next year. Healing from emotional trauma takes time and rest. In the evenings, after work, allow yourself some time to relax and fit in time for healing exercises, or before you go to work, or before you start your day. You can do that with meditations and yoga, etc. But allow yourself the time. Here's the thing. If we don't put the time and effort in to healing, it's not just going to happen. You know, that old saying, you know, time heals. Well, yeah, it does. But you can make the process easier on yourself. And speaking of easier on yourself, take it easy on yourself. Depending on your emotional trauma, you may still be going to work and carrying out your everyday life while you're healing. Maybe you didn't finish every task you wanted to complete while at work, or at all. Remind yourself that you're doing what you can to get better and will soon be as effective as ever. And then you got to think positively. Long known to conquer many afflictions, thinking positive thoughts will help you speed up your healing. When you're thinking troubling thoughts like, I feel so sad today, you can actually choose a different thought, like, I'm taking important steps each day to feel better. It's a subtle shift, but it makes a huge difference. I have found this step one of the hardest for my clients to work through. But once they start to recognize negative thoughts and become more self-aware of when they fall into negative thought patterns, they are able to shift out of those feelings faster and feel better sooner. Now, find some moments in each day to do what you like and to do more of it. Even if it's just, 10, 15, 20, 30 minutes a day, sit outdoors, watch the birds, work on the bookshelf you've been building, take a yoga class, learn to meditate, go for walks, reconnect with people. Staying in touch with the things and people you love will speed your recovery. And you're going to want to let yourself cry it out or actually really feel the emotions. If you feel emotions building up inside you, it's quite natural to want to release them by having a good cry. Don't stuff down your emotions. Crying will provide some relief and help you leave some of your pain behind you. Go ahead and cry. Feel the emotion. Let it out. And then take part in something that brings you joy. The trick is to feel the emotion, let it move through you. Just don't linger in that space before seeking joy. When we linger in the sadness and pain, we could begin to actually make it part of our nervous system reaction. And we fault to holding on to the pain instead of processing and let it go. Man, something that really works to get out of that space and begin your healing is listening to music you love. Nothing brings joy to the soul in quite the same manner as music. Your prescription is to listen to music each day for at least 15 minutes. Some days you'll find yourself extending that time a bit and maybe singing along. Music will help you heal. I prescribe 100% singing along. And even shout it out if you have to. Belt out that tune. Blast that music and sing along. Give yourself a little dance party in the kitchen. Give yourself a dance party. You will feel so much better because you're moving and you're releasing. That stuff feels good. And every now and then, pamper yourself. If ever there's a time to indulge in the creature comforts you love, it's whenever you're feeling and healing from trauma. On your day off, lie on the couch, read a book, play games all day with your kids, your grandkids, or just your friends. Take a nice long walk with your best friend. Book that massage or energy healing session. Something that works a lot for me is watching or listening to something funny. Laughing is good for your emotional healing process. You've probably seen a few comedies that you find humorous and entertaining. Now's the time to ensure you watch a few every week or listen to a comedy podcast. This is a bit of healthy escapism. You're going to want to incorporate physical movement into your day. Engage in some physical activity each day. Go for a swim, lift weights, or get on the treadmill. Physical exercise releases endorphins. They're the feel-good hormones. Just doing stretches every morning and night counts as physical exercise if you have mobility issues. You're also going to want to surround yourself with the people you love. Play with your kids. Talk to your partner. Call your best friend. Invite a family member over for a visit. Remind yourself of all the positive people you have in your life and take advantage of their loving care and support. And lastly, recognize when you need professional help. Allowing your emotional injuries to prevent you from living a full life is completely unproductive, at least after the initial few weeks or months. Instead, get the help of a mental health professional or trauma-informed coach and healer to help you sort through your challenging times. An outside perspective can help immensely. I highly recommend outside help. It makes the process easier and faster when you are supported and the space is held for you. I can speak for this from myself, for my own healing process, and I can speak for this through my clients who I have held space for. Healing emotionally after a trauma takes time, patience, and effort. Put the above strategies into action to speed your emotional recovery, or recover in a way that you know is the right healing modality and right way to think. Trust that you'll be better soon and discover the rich, full life that's waiting for you. If you are ready to make swift gains in getting out of your negative thought patterns, anxiousness, and start feeling better faster, book a Heal Your Story strategy session with me, and we can discuss coaching options. I have one-on-one options and a new group coaching program starting soon. The link to book a call is in the show notes, along with a link to join my private Heal Your Story Facebook group. I'm sending you all so much love and healing along your journey. Bye for now. Talk to you soon. Thank you for listening to another episode of Heal Your Story. Please subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. You can find me, my coaching services, my book, or book a Heal Your Story strategy session at HeidiDallaire.com. For other self-development articles, go to LoveWideOpen.com. And you can also follow me at Heidi Dallaire or Love Wide Open on all social media channels. Thanks so much. Sending lots of love.